It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, here we are. Once again, it's Adam Bash here, coming to talk to you about whether or not the celebrity birthdays on today are enough to salvage this day, comparing it to every other day in the year. And specifically right now, we're comparing it to yesterday, September 10th. Yesterday was kind of rough. It was kind of rough. It was kind of a rough lineup. I think the 3-2 really let the team down. The one did, I guess, what he could to overcome the powerhouse of Adam Sandler. And I think they nearly managed it, but honestly, it was one of those too close to call things. And I just gut checked it. And when I gut checked it, September 10th lost. Okay. So here we go. We're going to go over again, September 10th offering. What did they bring to the table? Okay. So September 10th started, kind of weak, all over. So with their low man on the totem pole, number three, was Ryan Phillippe. Okay. And it's hard to get much lower. I mean, Kitty Carlisle, I guess, arguably was lower on the totem pole than Ryan Phillippe. But here we are. Okay. So Ryan Phillippe, number three. Number two, Arnold Palmer. I still can't say his name. Arnold Palmer. It's like Arnold Palmer every time. And then Joe Perry, number one, guitarist from Aerosmith. Okay, not great, not a great lineup. Today, we are going to match up against that. So we're going to look at September 11th's birthdays and just kind of see back and forth where the powerhouse is between these two. I would say it's anybody's game. Okay, I've just pulled it up now, and I will say it's tight. Folks, I don't know that I can really throw out much in the way of honorable mentions here. I'm just gonna go on, pure star power right now. It's lacking. Virginia Madsen, we're gonna throw her out as a honorable mention, and that's it. Maybe that's it. Virginia Madsen, that's our honorable mention. Here we go. 3-2-1. Let's see what we can do with this. Number three, Taraji P. Henson. Okay. Born on September 11th. She, I guess at this point, is best known for playing Cookie on Empire. And she does a great job there. I only watched, honestly, the first season of Empire. And then I stopped. But it's been wonderful. She was also in Person of Interest. I watched that show for a little while, and she did a great job on there. She was in Hustle and Flow, so I like that. All in all, Taraji P. Henson, pretty strong number three, I would say. Moving on to number two, again, I'm ranking purely on what I would consider star power here, and you can argue all day whether or not Taraji P. Henson is a higher star power than my number two here, but I don't think that's really the argument we need to be making here. Number two is Moby. I don't like Moby. I only like that one Moby song with Gwen Stefani on it, the Southside one or whatever it is. It's the only Moby song that's worth it. Moby, I don't know what it is about Moby. I don't like the name. I'm really upset that I've said it so many times at this point. And, I just don't know. I don't like his music. I don't like his look. I don't like the name. Straight top to bottom, not a big fan. But honestly, this is where we were. This is what we had to deal with. This is the hand that you were dealt. So I'm sorry. Number one, Ludacris. What hasn't Ludacris done? In this website that I generally tend to go to list out famous people's birthdays, Ludacris is listed as an actor, okay? And that just goes to show you the depth of Ludacris' abilities, that he is known as an actor when actually believe it or not, he started out as a rapper. I guess you didn't know that. You didn't know that about Ludacris. Yeah, he started as a rapper. Sticky icky icky. You wouldn't know anything about that. Okay. So yeah, Ludacris. Number one for September 11th birthdays. Christopher Brian Bridges. Okay. Now I have a little bit of I gotta put my personal feelings aside. I have a tight connection with Luda. You may not know this, but I mean, I did go to the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. Thank you very much. Go Fighting Illini. And Ludacris was born and raised in Champaign, Illinois. So, I mean, I'm just saying, we're pretty tight, okay? I mean, sure, he moved away when he was 9, but and I never met him. And he didn't start rapping until he went to Atlanta, and that's kind of where all of his artistical styles come from. And he mentions Atlanta a lot and doesn't really talk about Champaign ever. But still, I mean, pretty tight. But I can't let that sway me. I know I have to play this straight up. Okay, so we're going to just one-to-one it again, because I feel like I say one-to-one-ing, and that doesn't mean putting the one against the one alone. It really just means lining the headliners up. 3-2-1, both sides of the aisle, and just let's see what happens, right? Okay, so let's do that comparison now. All right, let's think this through. Taraji P. Henson v. Ryan Phillippe. No-brainer. Taraji wins. I would actually like to see that fight, but Taraji wins. Moving on to the second round, Moby v. Arnold Palmer. I don't have a lot of room for Arnold Palmer in my world, and I was okay with him not being around anymore when I thought, I mean, he already is dead, but I'd like the concept of golf entirely could probably go away, and I'd be okay with it. But God, man, I do like him more than Moby. Okay. So I'm going to give this one to Arnold Palmer. Okay. And so now it's just a straight head to head. Luda, my best friend from growing up, versus Joe Perry and in the entire Aerosmith catalog, basically at this point. Man, that's hard. Because I mean, when you talk about Luda, you also have to think about the Fast and the Furious franchise and his contributions therein. I think straight up that. If you factor in that contract, you know what? Honestly, if Joe Perry had been in Fast and Furious, it would have changed the context of this question. But he wasn't. He wasn't in the franchise at all, to my knowledge. Okay. And so by virtue of that, I'm gonna have to give it to September 11th. Ludacris and Moby and Taraji Henson, you're good. And everybody else born on September 11th, you're fine, okay? You're going to make it through. September 10th, on the other hand, man, it's not looking good. This is a pretty weak class, honestly, if I'm going to be honest. So you've lost to a couple of weak classes. You lost to Adam Sandler, and now you've lost to I mean, Luda. Luda's great, but, I mean, it had the anchor of Moby dragging it down, and so, you know, for you not to be able to overcome, I'm a little disappointed. Okay. We'll see where it goes from here. You know, you're not out. It's a long year. We'll see. Okay. But you got to be a little nervous, I think, at this point. Hopefully you don't get the longest streak. I mean, we got a pretty long streak of September 3rd to catch up to. But man, you've started out on the wrong foot. 2 losses. Here we go. Let's just see what happens. See you tomorrow on This Day is History.